The Christian anointing, a transforming experience. In the common language of many Christian churches, the term anointing is frequently heard. People speak of anointed worshipers, anointed messages, or anointed moments in worship. But what does this concept really mean? Is it simply an intense emotion, a sentimental atmosphere, or something deeper and more substantial? To understand the Christian anointing, it is essential to go back to its biblical roots. Far from modern and superficial interpretations, the anointing is not a new concept in Pentecostal or charismatic Christianity. It is a theological reality that runs throughout Scripture, culminating in the person of Jesus Christ. Roots in the Old Testament, separate and consecrate. In the Old Testament, anointing consisted of pouring oil, usually olive oil, on the head of a person or object to set it apart for a specific sacred purpose. This symbolic act represented consecration and the empowerment of God's Spirit for the task at hand. Kings, Saul, David, and Solomon were anointed by prophets, indicating that they were chosen by God to rule his people, 1 Samuel 16:13. Priests, Aaron and his sons were anointed to serve in the tabernacle, mediating between God and men, Exodus 30:30. Prophets. People like Elisha were anointed to proclaim the word of God with authority, 1 Kings 19:16. In all these cases, the anointing signified separation to God and divine empowerment. The oil was a visible symbol of the Holy Spirit, empowering the individual to fulfill a role that he or she could not perform on his or her own. The summit of the anointing, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. The Hebrew word for Anointed One is Mashiach, from which we get the word Messiah. Its Greek equivalent is Christos, Christ. Therefore, when we confess that Jesus is the Christ, we are declaring that he is the Anointed One par excellence. Jesus himself affirmed this in the synagogue at Nazareth, reading the passage from Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Luke 4:18. In Christ, anointing ceases to be a symbol and becomes a full and permanent reality. He was anointed not with oil, but with the Holy Spirit without measure, John 3:34, combining in his person the three anointed offices, prophet, priest, and king. The believer's anointing, an inheritance in Christ. The wonder of the gospel is that this anointing does not remain with Jesus alone, but extends to everyone who believes in him. The New Testament clearly teaches that Christians share in Christ's anointing. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Now it is God who establishes us with you in Christ, and who anointed us, and who sealed us, and gave us the Spirit as a guarantee in our hearts. 1 John 2:20-27. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things, for the anointing itself teaches you all things. These passages reveal fundamental truths about the believer's anointing. It's a positional reality. Every true believer has the anointing. It's not something sought occasionally, but a state of being received at the moment of conversion. It is the seal and guarantee of the indwelling Holy Spirit. It has a functional purpose. Just as the anointing in the Old Testament empowered us to perform a task, the anointing of the Spirit empowers us to live the Christian life. It gives us discernment to distinguish truth from error. 1 John 2:27. Power to be witnesses, Acts 1:8, and fruit to please God, Galatians 5:22-23. It's not about emotions, but about truth. The biblical anointing is intrinsically linked to truth and the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, who is the anointer, guides us into all truth, John 16:13. An anointing that contradicts Scripture or is sought only through a sensory experience is not the anointing the Bible speaks of. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, the transforming power of God in the believer. At the heart of the vibrant and transformative Christian experience lies a fundamental, sometimes misunderstood, but profoundly biblical concept. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. This is not an abstract idea or mere religious sentiment, but the powerful and personal reality of God's very presence at work in and through his people. The agent of anointing. Who is the anointer? To avoid confusion, it is crucial to identify the anointer. The Bible is clear. God the Father is the source of the anointing. Jesus Christ is the perfect vessel and model. and the Holy Spirit is the divine agent through whom the anointing is applied and manifested. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit as a guarantee in our hearts. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. God is the person who performs the anointing, and the symbolic oil, the seal and guarantee placed within us, is none other than the Holy Spirit himself. Therefore, to speak of the anointing of the Holy Spirit is to speak of the Spirit's own work in taking possession of a life, consecrating it, and empowering it for God's purposes. Conclusion. Living in the reality of anointing. Understanding Christian anointing frees us from two dangerous extremes. Emotional mysticism. Seeking moments of anointing as if they were fleeting, sensation-based spiritual experiences. Sterile rationalism. Believing in God but living solely on one's own strength, denying the work and power of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. True anointing is the permanent and active presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, given to us through our union with Christ, the Anointed One. It is what enables us to pray, worship, serve, suffer with joy, and proclaim the gospel with power and conviction. Therefore, we should not ask for more anointing as if it were something we do not have, but rather consciously depend on the anointing we already possess in Christ, allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us, guide us, and manifest His power through our lives for the glory of God.